Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good Saturday morning. Hey. We want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. And thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air here on Homebase Business 101 for introducing the show to the listening audience. And I am so happy that you're able to do that and just really appreciate all that you do to help make this show a success. Well, hey, today's topic, hey, yes. For those of you out there that's tuning in and looking for ways to earn extra income, well, we're going to deal with that today. That's right. As we get ready for you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving, and then it'll be Christmas, and then it'll be the New Year, and I know, you know, we got this time of the year as people begin to prepare for the year end and things that they want to be able to do, and you might have set out a lot of goals and things at the beginning of the year for things that you wanted to accomplish, and some of those things, you know, have manifest and some haven't manifest. And so, you know, we want to do is talk about today how you can earn an extra $5,000 to $15,000. Okay, so what's the catch? Well, there's no catch. Just everything, you know, work is work. But you know, how to earn an extra $5,000 to $15,000. And what we're going to do is share with you this morning an income opportunity that we have that's available. As some of you know, I've been listening to the show for quite some time. You hear me do a lot around the issue of taxes, especially taxes for home-based business owners. Well, one of the things that we have done is we've put together and expanded. We're going from just doing taxes myself to creating my own tax agency to assist many more people out there. You know, hey, I'm only one person. There's only so much that I can do out there reaching out to help people with taxes. So we're doing this. We're looking for people that would like to become licensed tax professionals. That's right. Hey, licensed tax professionals and being able to do it from working from home, because that's what this is about, home-based business 101. How to do that and be able to do it by working from home. You heard me correctly. You probably said, well, how am I going to be able to become a licensed tax professional and do that from working from home? Well, that's what I do and have been doing for quite some years. Well, one is we have a complete online training program that you'll be able to enroll into. And when you complete that online training program, you know, there's a test at the end of each module, and you get a 80 or better on that test, and that certifies you that you have competent tax knowledge. Because you just can't have you out there doing taxes and, you know, don't have competent tax knowledge. But, you know, the modules will help you tremendously with obtaining competent tax knowledge so that you will be in position to be able to adequately do tax preparation and preparing people with their income taxes. And you say, well, where does that figure $5,000 to about $15,000? Well, that's what you could expect to make, you know. And again, it depends on you. We do help with client solicitation and client promotion and development type programs and packages for the area of country that you live in to do about developing client acquisition and seeking clients, and then looking at how to service those clients. You could make more than that. Again, it depends on you. It depends on how much you put into it. Because, again, when you're working for yourself, you set the parameters. No one else sets the parameters. Now, you said, what are some of the advantages of, you know, helping people with taxes? Well, one, if you're a people person, then, you know, you're going to meet a lot of new people and you're going to develop some lasting relationships with people. Most of the people that I do taxes for are repeat customers. So in other words, once you secure their business, take care of them, and help them properly, they come back year after year. So that's like, again, like residual income. I can just about assure and count about what I'm going to make for the upcoming tax season based on clientele that I already have and already knowing their backgrounds and knowing, you know, what I've been able to do for them in the previous years. And so that's sort of like money in the bank. That's residual income. It's like, yeah, money in the bank. I just got to provide the same service again this year, keep abreast of the tax laws, tax changes, and being able to take care of those needs for them. And you will learn all of those different techniques and how to be able to do that. Along with that, you also will get mentored and coached. You know, if you go to my tax website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com, you can learn about some of the various services that we offer through our tax agency. And one is coaching and mentoring, so to help you develop that entrepreneur mindset to push forward, move forward, and develop the self-confidence needed to work from home. And with that in mind, you know, I have some materials I want to go through this morning that speaks to that and centers around, you know, developing that self-confidence. And it's from a book by Joe Vitale. And, hey, if you give us a text at 252-406-0774 along with your email address so we can sign you up for a free complimentary coaching session, that, you know, we can make sure that you get a copy of this ebook. And the ebook is called Spiritual Marketing. You know, some people say, wow, that's spiritual marketing. Is he selling God? No, he's talking about your internal spirituality, your outlook, your focus. See, because you got to believe in yourself in order for anything to work. You have to believe in yourself in order for anything to work for you. So when he's talking about spiritual marketing, he's talking about how much did you internally believe in what you're doing and how you call on higher powers to enable you to accomplish what you set out to do. He puts it this way. He says that know your intentions. And when you know your intentions and you put an intention out to the universe, or some of us will say you put your intention out to God, that your intention, when you put it out there, you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you. So if you put out intentions that this is not going to work, then you will be drawn to it not working, and it not working will be drawn to you. Simply said. Now let's reverse that. If you put out there that you're working on that it will work, that I'm looking forward to accomplishing this, I know I will accomplish this, you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you. And you have to be able to recognize when the wrong things are being drawn to you and the right things are being drawn to you, and ask yourself, what message did you send out that's not enabling what you want drawn to you to be drawn to you? It's very, very important. So he has a five-step plan, and that five-step plan starts off with step number one, know what you don't want. If you don't want to be around negative people, it's important that you know that you don't want to be around negative people, and you need to set barriers to keep negative people away from you and keep from attracting negative people. And when negative people come your way, you need to move away. And that might sound cold. We can't save everybody. We can't save the world. We can't help everybody. Some of us believe we can. When you realize that you can't, you just cannot help everybody. People have to learn how to help themselves. And so if you have somebody that, you know, is just a person who does not believe in themselves, you can drop some seeds called nuggets of information that hopefully can get them, you know, to think a certain way. But if they're not moving and gravitating towards that, you got to get away from them, because what's going to happen, their negativity is going to rub off on you. It's something that's called NMA, negative mental attitude. And their negative mental attitude will affect your positive mental attitude. And as much as you try to be positive and you try to be around a person with a negative mental attitude, at a certain point, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect you. It's going to, you'll be feeling, you'll be asking yourself why you feel a certain way. Because the negative mental attitudes of others or the negative things that are going on are weighing you down. So you have to find positive, uplifting people to be around. And I know that can be difficult in these days and times. So again, he says, know what you don't want. And step two, once you know what you don't want, select what you would like to have, do, or be. See, so the next step is once you know what you want to have, do, or be, and that's got to be your focus. That's got to be your focus. Step three, he says, get clear. Get clear means find out what's blocking you from getting what you like, have, want to do, or want to be. And I'm saying if it's negative people, then you need to, you know, you got to clear your path. You got to clear the path away from them. One of the things that Mark Yarnell talks about in his book called The Lotus Code, he says, I know it's difficult to eliminate everybody out of your life that's negative, he says, especially when it comes to some family members. He said, but if the person's a family member or, you know, someone that you're close to and they're negative, and he said, set barriers. Now, how do you set barriers? You might only have a certain day out of the week that you talk to them. Don't talk to them all the time, because inadvertently, their negative attitude will counteract your positive attitude. Even when you think that it won't, it will. That's why he talks about step three, getting clear. Get clear. And so if it means you only have two people you can talk to that are positive, then you keep talking to those two people and you develop a clear relationship with them, because that'll help reinforce you. You know, because you have to be strong when dealing with negative people. And there's so much negativity out here in the world. It was really a big battle, a fight to get clear of the things that are holding you back and blocking you. And, you know, as I say this, I understand, because it's a battle. And I say it's a battle because it's a battle I fight also. So I'm not just, you know, just giving you some pie-in-the-sky philosophy. And these techniques, they work. Again, this is a book written by Joe Vitale called Spiritual Marketing. And if you know anything about Joe, you've probably seen him or you did see him if you watched The Secret, but him being on The Secret with the Law of Attraction. And, you know, he goes through, you know, how to attract what you want. Well, it's the same, he says, you know, you put an intention out to the universe and how to attract what you want. Well, you know, that's one of the things I do with seeking tax clients. And then, you know, there are those who like, hey, they like what they hear. They like the results. And they do business with me. And then there's those people that don't believe, and I don't try to convince them. Because I have enough people that do believe, enough people that do solicit the services and are satisfied. And if you go to my website, you'll see the testimonial page. And again, that website is www.thetaxhelper.com. And on the testimonial page, you'll see testimonials from various people and how they were satisfied with the tax service that I provided for them. So, again, you know, you were sharing two things this morning, an opportunity. And if you're interested in being able to learn how to become a licensed tax professional and do taxes from home, again, I'm talking about a home-based business, opportunity here where you, during the tax season, you can earn, again, and this is potential projected income, about $5,000 to $15,000. Again, it depends on you. But if you're coachable, which I do help coach people and show you how to be able to make that happen, and, you know, and have a positive mental attitude, PMA, you know, we give called Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale. If you can get a copy of that book, all you got to do is send us a text at 252-406-0774. And make sure when you send that text, you put in your email address and say, you know, hey, I'd like to be able to get a copy of the Spiritual Marketing book by Joe Vitale. And we'll get that to you and also set up a complimentary coaching session for you so we can find out where you're at in terms of your endeavors that you would like to be able to accomplish. Now, step four, he says, feel how exciting it would be to have, do, or be what you want. Now, this is a hard one for a lot of people because this requires your imagination, your creative mind. For a lot of us, it's hard to feel excited about something that we don't have physically in front of us. So you have to use your imagination, he says, as if you already have it. And again, this is a technique that for a lot of people is a new technique in terms of learning how to live, because most of us have been raised in the world that seeing is believing, and when we talk about seeing, we don't mean seeing the unseen before it happens. We're taught to only see what we see physically in front of us, and until I physically have it, then that's when I'll have it, as opposed to knowing, no, I have it, and it's coming. And it's manifesting and seeing it as it's developing. Or so is the saying that we say, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Because with God, all things are possible. Now, that's an easy phrase to say, but for a lot, it's a hard phrase to operationalize and manifest. In other words, as he says again here in this step, feel how exciting it would be to have, do, or be what you want. Now, you could want $1 million, but right now you got $20. It's kind of hard to feel excited about having $1 million when you only have $20 if all you see is what you have. But if you see your potential and see what you're doing as a means to making it manifest, then you can feel excited about having $1 million only when you really only have physically $20 in your pocket, because you can see the manifestation of what you're doing and how it's going to bring that $1 million into being. And so you can feel excited about having it even though you don't physically have it right now. Now, I know that sounds like, you know, a tongue twister there or a play on words, but this is a technique that is so important as we go through personal development that we have to learn how to develop. It means shedding old ways of thinking, old ways of doing things, and developing new ways of doing things and new ways of thinking and new ways of seeing things. And it is very, very difficult. I understand that, and that's why we offer coaching and do coaching, because basically for most of us, the world that we were raised in, we were not taught to think like that. But when we was a child, we thought like that, and adults told us not to think like that. Just go back to your childhood and just think about your creative imagination. I think about mine all the time, you know, games that we created, little children playing, and different things. You know, just as a child, you know, when you're creative. And one of the things that's very interesting that you know, I forget what section of the Bible is in, it's out of the New Testament, where Christ tells people that you have to become childlike to enter the kingdom. See, in other words, he's saying, you know, you got to go back to that childhood feeling, that feeling of total innocence. And, you know, as a child, you know, you get to a certain stage in your development, and then people tell you, stop thinking like that. You better grow up. You better get into the real world. See, and your creativity is stifled. It's like right now today in public schools. They're stifling children's creativity. And so I don't know what kind of world we're going to have when you lose your creative imagination. It's our creative imagination that has brought the things that we see today into existence. the mere fact that we're on this thing called the internet. Someone's creative imagination found a way for us to be connected via telephone, computer. I mean, it's just powerful. And, you know, and so the thing that's interesting is the people with the creative imagination. They think different than the worker bees. Who are the worker bees? The people that are told, just go to work, be quiet, do your job, see TGIF, thank God it's Friday, you got your money, go pay your bills, celebrate on the weekend, go to church on Sunday and pray that it doesn't get any worse, and get ready to go back to be a worker bee on Monday. That's the routine that so many of us are given, the 40-40-40 plan. 40 hours a week, 40 years of work, and retire off of 40% of what you earn while you're working. But it's gotten worse now. That's the way it was for the generation before me, my parents. Now, it's very rare that you find a person that stays on one job for 40 years. Most people end up with 5 to 11 different jobs during their adult working lifetime. Some people, because full-time jobs now are like a dime a dozen, are working 2 and 3 part-time jobs with no benefits and do not find time to use their creative imagination to work your way out of what they're into. So again, step 4, hey, feel how exciting it would be to have and do and be what you want. And in order to be able to do this, again, it goes back to the first other 3 steps we talked about. One important one is being around positive people. So you can't feel excited about what you want to have if you're around negative people. They're just going to tell you you're tripping. They're going to tell you, you're tripping. Why don't you get a life? I'm just telling you the kind of things you have to combat against. And then step 5, he says, let go. See, once you then internalize this, let go and let God and the universe work it out for you. Put yourself in position to be able to let go. Not my way, but thy way. Let God and the universe work it out for you. See, it's when we get in the way, we, you know, it's like one of the things he talks about. He says when you pray for something, yes, you ask for what you want, but you always add this addendum to it or something better. Because what you pray for, God might have more in store for you, but you're limiting yourself. So you always say, you know, I'm praying for such and such, I want to have so and so, or something better. There might be something better in store for you, bigger than what you can imagine. But it'll never come to you until you put yourself in a position to let go. So, again, you know, I just shared with you the 5-step formula out of spiritual marketing. If you'd like to get a copy of this book so you can read it in depth and in detail, you know, hey, make sure you send us a text at 252-406-0774. Internet text, you need to enter your email address. And, you know, let's know you want a copy of Joe Vitale's book, Spiritual Marketing. Spiritual Marketing. And we'll get you that book out and at the same time send you information concerning the opportunity we have for people to become on board and become licensed tax professionals to start earning extra income and getting prepared for the upcoming tax season where you can add another revenue stream to what you're already doing, another revenue stream to what you're already doing. Well, that's going to about wrap up today's show, and so we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. We'll be back on again tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll not be on at 8. We will be on our regular Sunday morning time at 9, and on Sunday mornings, you know, we do as we go through The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. That's right. Get another dose of some positive thinking. And so, you know, I hope that you take advantage of the information that we put out here, you know, chime into it so that you can develop that positive mental attitude and don't let the dream stealers steal and kill your dream, because that's what they want to do every day. So, hey, we'll close out with my time, and we really thank you for taking time to listen to today's show. And make sure you get a text out to us at 252-406-0774.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.